This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, July 6th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we count down to the Bahama Games. I mean, we are counting down to Bahamas Independence Day celebration, but we are counting down to the Bahama Games. And I'm trying to say, wait, when is the Bahamas game, Aaron? But
I don't know, because the only thing I know about is the Andrus games. The only thing I know about is Andrus winning everything this year. So
we will see how Andrus do. But tomorrow, as early as tomorrow, we already start having events. We have an event. Yeah, we have volleyball and we have basketball, and they have tickets on sale. And I'm kind of excited about that. But in order to explain when the opening ceremony is happening for the Bahama Games, we have their consultant. You got to grab the mic there, Clarice. We have Clarice Evans, who's here, right? And she, what you do at the Bahama Games Secretariat now? Oh, the mic is not on. Make sure Clarice's mic is on so we can do that, the market consultant there. Go ahead, try that again, Clarice.
Marketing, public relations, and getting wherever I fit in to help make it a great Bahamas Games. And that's baseball is going to be tomorrow. That's volleyball and baseball.
So it's volleyball and baseball tomorrow.
But Miss Evans, who are you pulling for? What team are you aligning yourself with this year?
So as not to be biased, but be honest, Andrus. My daddy from Andrus. Them Evans people, they Andrusians. So I like Andrus.
Oh, Miss Inouye, like, is a house full of Andrus people.
I see the house full of Andrus people. And we have some athletes who are participating in the Bahama Games in studio. We kind of excited about that because these are some of the Bahamas' premier athletes, right? And they're going to be participating in the field event. I'm impressed of who they brought in, right? One got a goal in Carifta, so I'm excited about that. And the other, it happened to be a brother and sister team, right, who's doing big things in the United States at the university. And in fact, people talk about him all over the sports arena here in the Bahamas for what he's doing there. So the Bahamas actually have now brought home some of the premier athletes to be participating in this Bahamas game. So I'm kind of very much excited about that. But I want to get some information on the events, and then we'll go start talking to the two athletes and introduce themselves formally as to what they are doing. So, Ms. Evans, it's all on you now. When does the Bahama Games officially open? And now we need to get some information on what's happening tomorrow and how do I get tickets for tomorrow. And Aaron, you can chime in now about that. But that's what I want to start with.
When
is the Bahama Games opening? Because I want to go out. I want to know where I can anticipate.
And where can I buy tickets?
Yes.
And how
yes.
can I buy tickets?
Yes.
Okay. The Bahamas Games starts. The event actually starts on the 7th. You know, the Olympic style Bahamas Games. Oh, there's an event before the official opening. The opening is on, the official opening ceremony is on the 8th. There are also activities that's going to be happening from the 7th. So the 7th, the 8th, straight through the 15th. But the opening ceremony is on Saturday, July 8th. So please come on down. You know, in the studio, we have more power hitters just to load you all up with more information.
I didn't expect this much people, but I'm excited to know that Ms. Evans brought an entire Bahama Games
posse.
The posse, right? And so, but okay, I want to talk to the athletes, but I want to know who these people is, who you brought, by the way. So to introduce them formally.
I know all of them. All
how can you know the Spartan people?
Because I competed against all of them in the ocean free floating competition at the last Bahamas.
Which
games.
One of them is float?
All of them is float. Introduce themselves.
I understand.
No, you got to speak to the mic. You got to speak to the mic. I mean, we're crowded now.
I still stand because you don't listen. This Buccaneers in the house.
Okay.
That red, white, and black.
That's Nassau people. My family in Auckland say Nassau people is thief, and all of a sudden you all say
I raise pirates.
That's what I mean. I just saying what Auckland people say.
Come to
you
village.
See, I have on my.
I just saying what my people in Auckland say.
Now, the motto of the pirate is simple: take all you can, give nothing back.
So you're winning everything.
We are not going to give back the last title which we won.
So Nassau won last time.
Okay,
you want it right. Okay,
I just want you to know the model of the Andrews Chikchanis is wait till they fall asleep and then take it right
take
back.
Take it right back.
Them.
That's what it is.
But that's all right. That's all right. I can tell you, we can catch them crap.
Yeah, that's all right. Now he's saying catch. He's never saying take. Now it's catch.
I need it.
They call all of that teeth in the family islands called. Cat Island, Rumkins, and South Columbus. That's where
that's where you represent.
Oh, yeah, man.
The whole sports sponsor,
Pastor Stephen Brown from San Salvador. And that's San Salvador, but the Columbus Isle Sports Council. So all this buccaneering, what they model is, we call that
I can concentrate on you.
Yes, sir.
San Salvador is in the building.
Yes.
Columbus Isle is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
That's San Sal, Rumkey, and Cat Island.
Yes.
Okay.
And now, I know y'all draft one or two people, right? But y'all have a team. I want to know what your team is doing. What can we anticipate for those of us who descend from San Salvador and the other islands, Rumkey and stuff?
One team? When you had to start counting, bro. We got plenty of team. It's some 16.
14
divisions. Exactly. So it's like, I'm still counting at 16. So it's 14 disciplines. We representing 14 disciplines, bro.
So let me ask you a question. How you all train for rowing?
Well, you know what? You say the wrong thing? We go to the test. You know? Like how we was just saying just now, or we said just now about who they can take back and do this. You know, you causing a fight.
Because who could be the Columbus Isles at rowing?
Andrews
could beat you all at rowing, but I don't know.
What it looks like now, right now, we were able to the secretariat and to the conclave in the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture when they brought in the Bahamas Games. They allowed the drafting to go beyond
New Providence Sports Council and Grand Bahama Sports Council.
I stand corrected. He's putting something on the
I'm excited and so much things moving parts right here. Show me a supplement. So if you go in the Guardian newspaper right now, the business section, there's a supplement now that you can actually scan. You say scan it and you can get the schedule of events, right?
There's a QR code there.
Yeah. Right? And it says you are cordially invited to the opening and the closing ceremony. Is this going to be free or I got to be paying for this opening? So both the opening and closing ceremony will be free.
Yes.
Right? So and free entry, and this is the 6th Bahama Games in celebration of the Golden Jubilee of Independence, right? And the opening ceremony is on Saturday, July 8th, right?
And Buccaneers have the title for the 5th one.
And it's going to be starting at 6 p.m., the opening ceremony. Now, I heard a birdie, so you got so much things to talk about, that y'all are planning an affair, an event for the opening ceremony.
Yes, this opening ceremony.
I mean, y'all have all kind of caricatures. How you can pronounce that, Eric? Caricatures. And chants and action will be happening on the opening ceremony.
Trust me.
Tell me your name and tell me what's all going to be happening. Because I'm excited because I know this is going to be the event to come to.
It's going to be the event to come to. I'm talking about the elite. Everyone, you typically hear about the opening of this and the opening of that. What we are going to showcase on Saturday will be nothing less than short of spectacular. When I say it's going to be a lot of oohs and ahs, and it's going to be something memorable, something that you will not forget. 6 p.m. at the opening ceremonies. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Just a little bit. We have live animals. That's it. All right.
I want to chime in.
Hold on. First of all, so you're telling me Michael can have a flamingo and a donkey?
That's all I can't say. I can't say no more.
No. You can fly. They walking through the place.
But wait, I must.
You're going to have mosquitoes. This is going to be fun.
You mean Michael coming with the mosquitoes.
Those are small dinosaurs. Those are small dinosaurs in Michael.
But wait, I must put first things first. It's going to be to the honor and glory of God, because we Bahamians, even though we have our games and we do what we do, we still put God first in our country because we depend heavily upon him. So it's going to be a praise and awesome ceremony unto the honor and glory of God and for his gratefulness and his faithfulness to us as a nation. So come out expecting everything. Do you know God is awesome? So come and see the awesomeness of this event. So it's splendor.
It's going to be a praise and worship event.
A faith theme. It's going to talk about how we've been restored and favored. Everyone know God is curry favored for the Bahamas. Everybody want to come here. So everybody come out to this opening ceremony. It's going to be grand. Carolyn Vogt Evans has put on a production.
Should I make my sign?
Yes.
My poster.
Bring everything. And if you don't have, no, listen, we want you guys looking good. You see how good we look in here?
I mean, look at Mikey.
Yes, you when you ready.
Yesterday I had on my Andrus Orange.
That's right. We want everyone to know that you can purchase tickets live. Or you can go ahead and purchase them right there to Candle Isaacs. And let me tell you, the ticket price is $50. Mm-hmm. All access.
Now listen, I was supposed to complete.
You're going to break that down, man. $50 for one ticket?
Yeah.
No, all access.
Every venue. Every venue, every competition.
That's right.
So it's like a buffet. You pay $50 and you go to the buffet. It's a you can eat and watch all the games you can. So it's a buffet of events.
Now listen, I can't come out to the stadium for various reasons. I have to guard a mango tree that weekend. But can I catch it online? Catch it on ZNS, on Our News? Where can I catch it?
Absolutely. You can get it on RTV. We have three channels running on RTV, four channels actually. ZNS will also be carrying segments of the games. So we have a lot of coverage. You'll also be able to get it on our social media platforms. So there are lots of places. If you can't come out, there's no excuse for why you can't watch the game.
Is your last name Isaacs?
My last name is Cartwright.
Cartwright. Why? They have a cloning machine.
That's right.
In Cat Island. They're cheating. I can tell you right now, they're cheating.
Cartwright is a long island. That ain't no true. That is not true.
But the devil is a liar. Jesus is the Messiah.
I need to go back to tickets, right?
Tickets.
I hear $50.
$50.
Yeah. And I hear all access.
All access.
I don't understand what all access is.
That means if you want to go and watch golf, it's all access. If you want to go watch track and field, it's all access. If you want to go watch baseball, soccer, all of our 14 events and our educarding events, listen, it's absolutely one price.
And explain, how do I get access? Is it a band or is it a ticket?
It's a band. You will get a band that will say all access on it. And all you have to do is say, I'm here. And that's it.
Now, people like me who only want to see swimming. I don't need all access.
That's fine. Then you pay $5.
Okay.
So when you come to the Betty Kenny, you can go ahead and just purchase your ticket. Every venue will have a booth, a ticket booth. So you'll be able to just stroll on in, purchase your ticket, and just come into the venue. Or if you want to go ahead down right now between the hours of 10 and 6, you can go ahead to the Candle Isaacs Gymnasium. They're open, ready to go. Whatever tickets, how many tickets, bring Annie, bring Uncle, bring everybody out the neighborhood. The kids are $2.
And you mentioned something online.
Yes.
How does that process work? I'm online, I'm downloading, or whatever it is, I'm paying on my credit card.
Right.
How do I get my band?
When you get to the venues, you will be banned.
You show your receipt.
So you just show your receipt on the phone, and that's it. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
Now, I don't like paying. I'd like to volunteer. How can I volunteer? Do you still have room for volunteers?
No, we don't.
What do you mean?
No, we don't. Volunteers has been signed, sealed, and delivered and closed.
All the volunteers?
All the volunteers we need. All of the volunteers have been trained. All of them have already received their uniforms and their credentials. They're on the ground because we have our athletes coming in from yesterday. So our volunteers have been on the ground, ready and ripping.
That's the best. That's the best disappointment ever. Because because I was trying to get in, but I'm glad that you have no more room.
But there could be room for volunteers, because if you see somebody who needs help, maybe to walk, you can help them, because we are cordial people.
The Bahamian ambassador.
Yes, Bahamian ambassador.
Mr. Nuri, I was practicing. I want to be in the prayer competition. I'm a prayer warrior. Y'all have a prayer competition, right? Which island could pray longer, stronger?
We can form one, my dear sister. As a matter of fact, I'm Pastor Stephen Brown, San Salvador, Columbus Isles. Okay?
There you go.
So we could always organize that.
But now, listen, I'm glad you said that, because the Andres Chikchani's got some superstars in this room today.
Yes.
We got to talk to these athletes.
Yeah, we'll talk to them. But hey, boy, listen, San Salvador got an anointed pastor here.
Yeah, you see who you're competing against, prayers.
So I think prayers win. But, I know he'll have something to say.
Before we start, so the athletes are now, those who live on the family islands are now coming in.
Yeah.
They are flying in now and being seen. Where are they being housed right now?
Well, again, I think
we have two hotels that they will be housed at. The team villages are at Breezes and Marriott. And let me tell you, I just heard. No, and not just heard. They just said that the sheep runners just land.
Long Island just reached.
Listen, Long Island is in the building.
Long Island just reached.
Listen, it's this Sawyer. To me. Listen. Yes.
Sawyer, they dissing. Sawyer, they dissing. Bad, they dissing.
Listen, this sheep runner, I told him that before. All they come in to do is be sheep town souse. That's all it is. The souse also doing fine in wood. I saw it for them. Long Island sheep town south.
I saw a secret video. The Long Island sheep runners send a sheep up to Leanne Key Farm in Abaco. The Long Island sheep runners, they got secrets, buddy. They train in with the Abaco sheep as well for this competition.
Well, more sheep tongue for people, and then we get stew mutton and curry mutton. You see that in Andres, my beloved? Okay, good. So that's good. More for
but
us.
Those Abaco survivors, they ain't gonna survive.
So we have two athletes here who represents Andres Island, right? These are drafted Andres Islanders, but they represent Andres Island. Gina Andrew Knowles, Long Island Reach. You already need to make sure your people them straight and get your flies and cowbells down there. But I want to know about you being drafted, right? First of all, you are a collegiate athlete, one of the best inside the Bahamas right now, right? The Bahamas game is happening, and they let you know you got to come home to compete. I want to know that narrative of they calling you, hey, come and compete, and then the narrative of you being drafted for Andres and why you were drafted for Andres.
And tell us who you are.
Yes. All right. Morning. My name is Keyshawn Strong.
Speak right into the mic.
Good morning. My name is Keisha Ostron. I'm the national record holder in the men's javelin. And I was at school when they called me about the Bahamas games. And I was like, sure, why not? Brian Clare from Andres, he called me and asked me if I would want to represent Andres. I was like, sure. I was raised and grown in Andres all my life. So why not? So I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I don't have a problem representing Andres. And I took it upon us like, I'll come home for it after my last meet, after school closed, I'll come home for it.
Aww.
Your whole family does field events. You have a sister.
Yes,
your sister is ranked one of the best javelin throwers right now in high school. Yes, her name resonates, just like how your name resonates. How you rope her in to be in Andres to say, hey, we're going to represent Andres too?
I mean, everybody like a brother and sister duo. So she took it upon herself and she wanted to represent Andres as well. So why not go showcase our talent.
But go ahead, introduce yourself. Go ahead.
My name is Kamara Sean.
Hold on. You are the sister.
Yes.
The two of y'all just sneak into Nassau from Andres like that overnight.
Yes.
It's a pleasure to meet you. It's good to meet you too, sir. That's you deny. You denied coming into my javelin program. I had plenty of mangoes to knock down, but it's okay. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
But I want to ask your career. You just recently participated in Carifta. Tell me what happened in Carifta and would you participate in Carifta?
I participated in the javelin.
Yeah.
And I came first and I was excited because last grifter, I came forth and I just said something in my head, keep motivation up and continue to focus and train.
Not just the best inside the Bahamas, you know. This grifter, this the whole Caribbean. She's like right now get the gold for the entire Caribbean, and she's representing Andrus. Everyone said, but Nassau have all the team. Andrus has a premier team, right, where they have some of the better athletes, especially in track and field, and they are determined to win. And that's something to look at.
Let me say how this come about. New Providence Sports Council and Grand Bahama Sports Council, we relaxed. We allowed the whole draft system to be relaxed.
Okay.
And with that being relaxed, what happens then, just say if your grandmother, great-grandmother, come from Michael or Columbus Isles, right? Yeah. And you say, you as an athlete, you say, well, I won't go there. I won't participate for Columbus Isles. We allowed that this time.
This is now, beautiful.
We did this because we want equality and we want stiff competition. You understand? So the Pirates didn't want have it be high and low. All the good people here. No, we want it's a level playing field. We balance it out this time.
Equality and equity.
And yes.
Yeah.
And so it's important that persons understand how this thing come about. You understand? And so now you see all them with them hard mode. They get all kind of talk. When you look on paper, New Providence Buccaneers in some spots, they have a third, fourth, and fifth
team.
On paper. And so that means Elutra, that means Long Island, that means Micah, that's some of them in the front of Nassau.
Yeah, I
understand?
I've never.
And so, that's on paper. But now they're in the territory of the Buccaneers. They're in the shallow water, but only we can navigate that. The Pirates can navigate them. And so don't mind them and them talk. We can deal with them. That's what we have to do. Make sure ain't no cry, ain't no talk.
I want to know about t-shirt.
Is there a special uniform coded shirt for people like me and Aaron, who are from Michael? We want to have a special shirt. I know if y'all did that. I just want to say, hey, I want to wear.
No.
I need a Michael shirt. Okay, y'all have Michael posters then. So I can make my own poster.
All of the fans have to come out and make their own stuff. That you have to bring the creativity into the stand.
Have you spoken to the Minister of National Security yet, though?
No.
Am I ready to bring my own shirt? I put some national symbol on that.
Freestyle, straight through.
But you know what would be great for the 7th edition is that we start a competition and allow people to compete their designs for the islands.
That's cool.
To have your mascot t-shirt and merchandising for the next game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The next game is going to be off the charts. This is the first back after 20 years plus, and it's a learning tool. As you can see, we have different things that are going to happen and what's not. So the next one around, we definitely will take that into consideration.
Y'all came in with paraphernalia, all kind of hats and clothing. Will there be paraphernalia available for either me to buy or purchase, so I feel a part of what's happening?
Yes.
And where can I be purchasing these things?
Yes, you can. You can purchase them at Kendall Isaacs Gymnasium. Mm-hmm. And they are absolutely fabulous. They're in the dry fit quality. And as you can see, we look great. So you would want everywhere we go, they want our shirts, right, Clarice?
And we have sizes.
Yes.
We have sizes.
Hold on, listen.
We have kids' sizes,
too. Do you have a size, Andrus?
the big thing.
We are big things.
I want the one. When I put it on my size Andrus body, it look like size Long Island.
Okay.
That's what I want. That one right there.
We got you covered.
Inter-island communications.
Yes, I love it.
All right, so back to the athletes. Are you staying in the athletes' village? Are you staying with the other athletes on your team?
Yes, ma'am.
What time is your bedtime?
Our bedtime.
What's the athlete's life like so far in the games?
I don't know.
Okay, practice. Yes. Do you go to practice this now? And which days do you go to practice for Andrus?
Basically every day.
All right, cool. Are you on a strict diet?
No, ma'am.
Listen, next year, tell them you need a strict diet. Andrus team, peas and grits. Mm-hmm. Crab and grits.
Mm-hmm.
You need some vinep and you need some pineapple and some mango. And that's the team Andrus diet. Usain Bolt had yellow yam and you all got peas and grits and crab and grits, man. You got to get that on the menu. Okay. have you been able to interact? Which teams are you guys staying with? Which groups are you with?
We're going to stay with Andres. Yeah, with Andres.
Right, are you, and in the hotel you're yeah. in, what other teams are with you?
All teams.
All right, and but they're all split up between. Yeah. Oh, that's great. And I think that's one of the most important elements. See, mature master athletes like myself who have not been invited to the games, we get jealous, right? But we understand that this is an important element of building a sports empire at the national level. The athletes need the space to interact with each other. It's iron sharpen iron, but it's not just on the track or on the field or on the boat. It's about the camaraderie and engaging. Right.
That's so important.
Do you know of any other athletes that came back home from school to participate in this Bahama Games?
Yeah, Antoine Andrews, the hurdler, the world junior champion.
Yeah.
He'll be competing for Andrews too.
Andrews
bench deep.
I don't know anybody else, but I only know him so far. But Nassau get a good match of athletes.
Yeah. Now, the sailing.
I could tell you. All of the 10 islands are packed. The rosters are packed. This Bahama Games is, I think, the most competitive one. So I could let the council speak to that. They've been listening to them and their rhetoric. But if you listen closely, these teams are quality and they are the diamonds out there. We're going to be picking up diamonds like we in Africa. Mm-hmm. Because what I can see here in your studios today, you can imagine every island coming.
Yeah.
Every island coming strong. Although these young athletes reside in New Providence, this year they had the opportunity to select which island they want to represent. Their ancestors are from Andros. So these Chichanis, boy, coach, I know what y'all could do.
We never
because these.
Oh, no, don't 14 mind.
14 games are going to be theirs.
Don't mind I representing my gal on my shirt. I representing Chichanis in my heart. Now, to the sailing competition. We know that the sailing competition was the only event that was posted in New Providence. Has the situation...
No. Sailing open up Mauna Kea.
I thought you guys were at Montague. What happened to my Andrus people? I thought you all were teaming up with the Andrus.
They come in. They want to be where the action is. It's a buffet of sports.
They want to be in New Providence where all of the events are.
All of the events.
Now, for the next one, though, we have to figure out how we're going to satellite these events, though.
Definitely.
Because
that was.
We can't have parking in Grand Bahama. I just want y'all to know. We can't do that.
Then we got pocket.
That was the desire. That was the initial conversation. Yeah. And we honestly wanted to do that, but it was just out of the budget.
Yeah, we got time.
So we have time, to plan for the other games, God Spare Life, and we will see how we can fit in. We can play a sport in each island.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have enough.
Yes, yeah. we have enough.
If I may say, we got to be reminded, we are celebrating our 50th birthday. Mm-hmm. When we talk about the Bahamas Games over the last 21 years or so, it was always a 2-year planning process. Mm-hmm. So that now being said, this is almost like the government having to put this in a 2-month or 2-week process, which is no comparison. You see, most of the family islands would have been able to prepare themselves. Mm-hmm. Grand Bahama, New Providence, prepare themselves, for this Bahamas Games, but not for this one here.
And we just came out of COVID.
Exactly.
Two years, that's why
we would find these.
Hurricane Dorian.
Exactly.
Would the excitement? Is there excitement amongst the team members?
That's why it's so. That's why I think it can be. Piggyback on what Ferb said. I know Ms. Evans said. I know it's going to be more exciting because what has happened through the fact that you can operate from descendancy instead of. Grand Bahama, New Providence game, all the scraps and things. That's why the excitement is so high. Because guess what? These athletes are now saying, like his Grammy, them, his granddaddy, their grandmother, are from Andres. I don't want to play for New Providence. I don't want to compete with New Providence. I want to go back to my ancestors. That's why New Providence and the Pirates and all these fellas, Buccaneers, whoever they is.
I won't take my uniform. is there, all the team members have uniform
red,
and everything?
Red, white, black. Yes. That's Buccaneers.
We talking about the Bahamas Games. This is more like the Olympics to us.
It is.
We haven't had it over in 2 decades. This is more than exciting.
Now,
so very much organized.
Uniform. This is very important. Nobody from Abaco is allowed to run barefoot. I'm putting that on the table right now. No, that is unfair. Nobody from Abaco allowed to run barefoot.
This is no longer. We 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We talking about millennium time now. We got shoes will make you fly if you play around.
Listen,
that's what I'm saying. So uniform and everything is in place.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we's the prettiest thing on.
It one general uniform each team has
everybody have their own colors?
Red and black is the pirate.
We got the blue color for everybody.
They proud.
Yeah, everybody got their own colors.
Tell us the colors.
San Salvador, we have sky blue and light blue, mm-hmm. along with some gold trim around.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's nice.
You know, so we's a beauty, man. I'm going to show you some of our uniforms.
Now, for that gentleman over there who say he repping the Buccaneers, let me turn this music
up. Roy Coldbrum.
Mr. Roy Coldbrum. That's for the Buccaneers, because I know y'all thought we didn't have any music for Nassau today. We've been playing island songs that are specifically about the island in honor of the Bahama Games to let people know to prepare themselves to rep their island. But we got something for Nassau too. You heard it just now. That's Freddie Munnings, Funky Nassau. That's the young people remake right there.
But I'm excited about this. This seems to be as like a one Bahama event where everybody comes forward.
Unity.
You got to talk in the mic. Everybody, you got to talk in the mic when you talk.
I want to hear the Nassau songs blasting.
Let's go back to the opening ceremony.
When they come out, they can get their songs them blasted.
When we come out,
Nassau got a blast.
And the opening ceremony, right? I'm sure they're gonna have a walk in the march.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Where all the teams are represented inside there, and I'm excited about that because I mean you're coming in different colors. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. You're coming with your theme music. You're coming with your cheering.
Right.
You're coming with your banner.
Every day.
Will the team influencer be walking with the team? And can you tell us who the island influencers are?
She will keep it secret. But I hear no. You on our show. I hear you all have Buccaneers. You all have a whole slew of Buccaneers running through the stadium. I hear that.
And who gave you the contract for the Chicchanis?
I hear you all bringing out crab. You all have wild crab all over the stadium. I hear you all are bringing
crab. Catch the crab, Elon Musk.
I hear you all bringing real sheep. You all bringing real sheep. And you all having a special part of the stadium. And the people who say they from Long Island keeping the sheep.
And Bonnie and Black Bear might even show up.
I tell you, when Sawyer Boy took the sheep to Abaco, he tell them, take off them shoes. The sheep don't need no shoes in Abaco. It's going to be a competition.
But this seems to be an exciting
and the flamingos from my car.
They come and they fly down. They following Bahamas Air up. They know the route, but they following.
I'm excited, man. I'm
but
excited.
The flamingos in the 50th celebration logo. So them flamingos got to be here.
Yeah, let me read through the team names for the audience so they'll know who we talking about. First and foremost is the Columbus Isles Arawaks. Yes. That's Cat Island, Sansal, and Rumkey.
They have Arawaks, by the way. They have
real Arawaks.
That's what I hear. The rumors saying they have Arawaks.
But did they talk to Andrus? Like, to be honest, did you get distribution rights for indigenous peoples from Red Bay's Andrus?
We own this. Bahama land, man. These the Arawaks, the first set of people here, they lie when Christopher Columbus. We was ever here.
Absolutely.
The pirates come, but they come to take some things. We was ever here.
I got
they
you.
They only come in. We stay here.
Yes, sir.
And we ain't moving from here.
Absolutely.
So then, they need to get some kind of leeway from us if they could come.
He said, get a visa, please.
No, yeah. Man.
I said, get a visa, please. So then we got the Bimini and the Berry Islands Marlins. I like that. I like that. Look here.
Catch them fish.
Lay low. They could swim. They could swim. The Abaco Survivors.
Well, they ain't gonna survive this one.
Of course, the Andrus Chicchanis.
We can catch all them crab.
The Eleuthera.
All together, we.
The Eleuthera Adventurers. Mm-hmm. the Grand Bahama Lucayans.
We can, course, plant them pineapple, and we can put Grand Lucayans on the run too.
The Long Island Sheep Runners.
Oh, they keep running. And I tell him last night, my brother, soon as you hit town, you in Buccaneers territory, keep jogging.
If you see a pot, turn right and keep running, okay? If you see a pot, turn right and keep running. It ain't safe in Nassau. The Michael Flamingos, that's Meguana, in Nagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key. Listen, you cannot allow Jerry Roker to play hide and seek. Okay? They couldn't find him in town. They gone to Nagua and they look for him. Don't let them Michael people put Jerry Roker in any competition.
If they want to see the day of light, they better keep hush hush.
Boy, these Nassau people got
to be caught. But what the fans have to say about all of this, man. The fans have to come out and help your team and your island, because these people trying to beat you up.
When you see the island step out on the track and that stadium explode, you have to be in the stands to cheer on your island.
Got to be there.
Yeah, you can't be mad, because it's absolutely free. Bring everybody. We have seats for 13,000. Bring everybody to cheer on your island. Bring the pan. Bring the pot. Bring the whistle. Bring everything. It's going to be a grand occasion.
I can't believe it took me so long to remember, right? But we also in Junkanoo season.
That's right.
So I hope our island Junkanoo people are here, because each island team should have had their Junkanoo group. Each island team should have had their Junkanoo group representing them to march them in to the stadium. But listen, I think we got a caller on the line. Let me go to this caller. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. Good morning, caller. Go in once. Go in twice. I sorry you're not a part of the greatest team at the Bahama Games, the Michael Flamingos. Except for, sir, the Columbus Isles.
Columbus Isles.
Oh, yeah, except for the Columbus Isles. And then
that's the Chichanis.
You better say Cat Island in that, because that's where the Prime Minister from, and them people, you got to spell out Cat Island, because some of them may feel Cat Island in there.
I would like to apologize on behalf of the nation to the Columbus Isles. Yeah. Apparently, the Columbus Isles are obviously the best team, because Prime Minister Davis.
Don't do that.
It's all the way from Cat Island.
It has to always still be the best for who still holds the title.
Okay, so what you're saying is that the New Providence Buccaneers are still the reigning champions of the Bahama Games.
And we ain't giving nothing back.
I hold a championship for 21 years. You might as well forget that, man. That one don't count.
That's like a
bubble championship.
But that's history.
But listen, we got a caller on the line, and then you'd be surprised. I've got a number of texts here asking about the food options.
Oh, man.
Good morning, caller. One second. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. Caller, you only been there for 3
seconds. Let's talk about food. I expect there to be some good island food when they come to the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want no hot dog.
Listen to me.
I don't want no hot dog and no popcorn. I want...
Listen to me.
I'm not with Mr. Nuri. Because if you make me some mutton sausage... mutton sausage from Long Island, I'm going to eat that.
The Columbus Island make that from Long Island. Beat up them sheep. I told you what's going to happen.
I knew
how sheep tongue.
I know somebody, somebody who's made crab sausage.
What?
Yes.
And we can eat and we will eat some of that.
No, we
bring in flour cake from Cat Island. Okay, we'll bring the flour cake along, and then we'll eat that crab. What you call it, crab what?
Crab sausage.
And we'll eat crab everything with the flour cake.
For a real note, we're going to go to break shortly. But do they have any specialty foods to anticipate?
Absolutely. In fact, throughout the entire games, we have a live open conch salad stand. You don't have to go to Arawaki. You don't have to go under the bridge this long Bahama Games weekend. Throughout the whole 8 days, we don't have to do that.
And we got
authentic Bahamian delicious delectable delight at every venue.
And we can have all the islands representing their conch salad, the pickled conch salad from the north, and the curb and the whelk salad from the north.
Well, let me tell you,
get it however you like it, however you like it.
However you like we need to call Miss Shakita Archer, who's in charge of that, and she is running like mad. I don't even think she have any more soles on her sneakers. But she has the best vents. Listen, they have been vetted. They've been health certificate, all that good stuff. The most delicious food is going to be to the Bahama Games.
We're going to take a quick break. I see you, caller. We're going to come to you right after this short break. This is Garden Radio AM with C.A. Nuri of the Bahama Games. First people are in-house. They're saying that tomorrow they start an event. They have
We have
volleyball,
baseball.
And baseball tomorrow, Saturday morning. Yes. Tomorrow. Anyway, let's take this break right now.
As the Bahamas observes 50 years of independence, the Nassau Guardian is doing something special for our readers. During the week of July 3rd, as we count down to Independence Day, we will roll out a series of publications to mark this momentous occasion. We will remember the events that led us to becoming a nation state, we will trace our development over the last 5 decades, and we will consider where we want to be in the next 50. You don't want to miss our exciting lineup of independent supplements, as each is guaranteed to be a keepsake. Happy Independence, Bahamas, from the Nassau Guardian, your trusted source for news.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. This is a reunion. This is a family reunion we're having right here, right? Where we have all of the Bahamas going to be represented at this big Bahama Games. Right now, we have somebody on the phone line right now. Go ahead.
CA.
Yes, CA, go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Listen, I hear you all in there bragging with Anderson, Columbus Island, Long Island, right? But let me tell all of y'all something in there. Bimini coming in there, and they're going to put a cut behind on all of them who are there, who bragging. So tell them sit small, because when Bimini comes, they can sit down.
Yes, all right? I received that on behalf of all of the other teams, and I can reiterate it for them. The message has been sent out from Bimini and the Berry Islands. Take your time. Don't swim too fast, sail too fast, because Bimini already win. Don't sweat, don't stress. They got it in the bag. Did I send that message well, ma'am?
Said this, said small. They can make all the noise they want to make now, but when you see Bimini hit that ground, they taking over.
You all ain't seen Marlon run yet.
So tell Anders they more hot, because all they can do is catch crab, but they more hot, and then Bimini get in there. I from Bimini, so I'm telling you what happened.
Now, the organizers asked, will you be at the event?
I will be at the event, and I will be cheering for Bimini.
Yes, ma'am. We expect nothing less.
Okay, and I'm coming in my Bimini paraphernalia. We'll be sailing through.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, Anderson, Long Island, and they can catch all the goat and all the crab they want. So when Bimini reach, they got to sit down and tell their name girl.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will sit small, and you make sure to bring that 5 cents to the stadium tomorrow and every day.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.
So, listen, remind me of the prices. I heard a $50 one, but I like the individual prices so I can know what to pick and choose. I know the Francis family is having their family reunion. They're bringing people from Bimini and Berry Island to Nassau. So, I'm assuming that they will be at this Bahama Game ceremony as they celebrate themselves. But I want to know the individual prices for adults and for kids. Right. And then we go to this package. We call it all-inclusive package also. But go ahead. Tell me the price again.
So, once again, you can find tickets online on our website, www.thebahamasgames.org. You can also pick them up from Kendall Isaacs Gym. The prices, you can pick up tickets as well from Cash and Go. Every location at Cash and Go. The tickets are $5 for adults, $2 for children. Can't beat that with a stick. Can't beat that with a stick. We have VIP seating. If, you know, we have some bougie people, but that's only for the Thomas A. Robinson Gymnasium and Andre Rogers Stadium, okay?
That's for VIP tickets.
And they are only $10.
Oh, but do they come with ganaps?
They come with baggy. Just baggy.
And salty and chico stick.
Right.
Salty with hot sauce.
Listen. Listen. These the games. These are the Bahama Games. And we want everybody to come. That's why the prices are so good. That's we right. want everybody. Bring everyone from out the islands, out of your constituencies. Yeah. Everybody.
Dear churches, the it's church. Time to sponsor your Sunday school groups, your yes. youth
there
groups.
You go. Yes. There you
your
go.
Your seniors groups, sponsor them, go. Get the church
especially
bus.
Especially for the opening as well.
Absolutely. Very we good. Got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio in the AM. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, Sparky. How you doing?
I'm going to ask you something. You know where you can find me one of them 50 cent piece? You remember that? The
50 cent piece?
Yeah.
You mean
yeah, we had a 50 cent
piece. Yeah, we had a 50 cent piece.
Coin of the realm.
We had a $3
Central
note.
Central Bank.
$3 note, 50 cent piece.
Central what, Bank is where you find it, Sparky.
What square 15 cent piece?
Yeah.
And let me ask you something. Now, you're in there bragging.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hold on. I'm born in Chippenham. Now, wait a minute. I hear you all talk about all these islands and things, You all don't think New Providence is island, eh?
New Providence is island.
We're the smallest island in this country, you know? And we right in the middle of everything. And you're not coming into my island bragging, but this and that, and that. Y'all got this and y'all
Sparky,
got this.
Sparky, when I ask you to try out for doubles rowing, when I ask you to come to the stadium to try out for doubles rowing, you ain't show up.
I got a different venue. But the venue is the Base Road Bar.
I can't compete there. Sorry, I disqualified. I disqualified from going in there anymore. Free floating
so
is best
Sparky
when
you
bubble.
So Sparky, you have to show up at the stadium.
Yes, sir.
On Saturday at the opening.
And it's thank you very much, Sparky. So Saturday, the opening, is that free?
Yes,
so everybody who's anybody must come in at the stadium
from 6 p.m.,
for free.
But come from 5 to get your good seat because it could be jam-packed.
And there's a closing ceremony also. There's a closing ceremony is on July 15th.
That's free as
and
well.
And what time is that exactly?
8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Yes.
And it's going to be just as grand ceremony like
that. Oh, yes.
It's
going to go from glory to glory. It's going to get better. The closing ceremony is going to be wow. It's a party over there, celebration, everything.
What time do I need to be there to watch the Andres Chikchanis and the Michael Flamingos raise the Winner's Cup together?
Come early.
I know nothing but that, man. ain't no Chikchani raising no cup. Me ain't no Michael raising no cup. Me ain't no Columbus Eyes raising. Only person raising the cup is the Pirates.
Sparky, you got good representation in the studio. Trust me, you got good representation. They ain't gonna win the games, but you got good representation.
We've been in hands down.
How is parking?
Excellent. Parking is excellent.
And do I got to pay for parking?
No,
I
want to
know before I come.
You absolutely don't. On the 6th and also on the 15th, it's absolutely free. 7th, sorry. 8th, which is the Saturday, is absolutely free. You just come on in, bring something for the vendors, get yourself some Kung fritters, Kung salad, crab and dough, guava duff, whatever you want, you will find on Saturday at the opening.
And we have security in place, so you don't have to worry about your car.
Right.
We know some people was thinking that we had thiefing as part of the event.
You have security by the back wall.
Security all around.
You have it by the back wall?
Security all around.
You guys can plan them on getting in?
No, you ain't got a hurdle over them wall or fence.
Listen, I got a caller. I got a texter here that says, will the teams have like merchandise? So if I can't get to the stadium, I could connect with the team. Will the team have, not their own merchandise, but will the team have games merchandise for sale?
Unfortunately, not individual teams, but we do have the merchandise on sale as an official paraphernalia of the games.
Right. The booklet now, the commemorative booklet. How do I get a copy of that? Do I need to reserve it? Do I need to say, look, here's my money, hold mine till I get to the games?
You can call the secretariat office to reserve yours, 322-1029, but it will be out there on the 8th. The number is 322-1029 because we want you to have a piece of history so that you can look back and say, hey, I was a part of this.
And didn't have the best athlete in the Bahamas competing, Aaron Green, Ocean Free Floater. Good morning, caller. You on Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Aaron Green and your guests.
Yes, sir.
We are on the clock or this new show.
Listen, I am the PM in the studio.
But watch your mouth now. Watch your mouth. Mr. Nuri, I apologize in front of you again.
Yes, sir. This is Guardian Radio AM with Mr. Cecil Nuri.
Thank you. Let the games begin.
Woohoo! Let me tell you that.
I can take off this pocket. You're all talking about all these islands and things, but coming if y'all ain't got Keith's Chicken and Bamboo Shark and Rosalie's there, y'all ain't saying it. Nobody. I will get my Keith's Chicken.
I hope they're getting the baggy and salty from Monaco's to Johnson Road too.
And the cream cup.
Thank you very much. I wore me my Bamboo Shark chicken out there. And guess what? Even though those are the 34 off on the island, go Rum Key. Go Rum Key. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Big shout out to Rum Key in the Columbus Islands.
You got sense, you know. Even tell Sparky, go walk right down Nassau Street or Chippenham Way from you. Won't be on Bay Street. I mean, the Bay Road Bar. Go get you Dirty some chicken in the bag from Dirty Stew.
Yes, without a doubt.
So what is this about schedule events? Where can I find the schedule events of what's happening on a particular day?
Of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. If you will pick up the Nassau Guardian. Hey, Gwen, I'm just, you know, plugging that in for you guys. The Nassau Guardian today have in the business section to the rear a full page ad. All you have to do is scan the QR code. You know, we're in the 21st century now. And you scan the code and it takes you directly to our website. Once again, www.thebahamasgames.org. Click on schedule and you will find it all there at your fingertips.
Now, at the next games, we need to have Team Diaspora Bahamas. We need to make a space for Bahamians who are living abroad, but still connected to the Bahamas, still Bahamians, to come and compete. And maybe a master's competition as well. By then, my new foot will be in on the Betty.
Great idea. We want to make this grand. You know, it's the Bahamas Olympics. You know, the world will mark the manner of our bearing. And who knows? Everyone else may try to copy us.
And I agree, Clarissa. And she said we want to make it grand. But hey, this is our 50th. So it's going to be stellar.
When do you check in as an athlete to the athletes? What do you call that place?
Village.
The village. When do you check in?
I don't think the track athletes have arrived as yet, but yeah, but when they arrive, then all the athletes will check in at the same time.
All right, and remind us of who you are.
At the tent.
Tell the audience who you are.
My name is Keyshawn Strong. I'm the national record holder for the men's javelin.
Okay.
My name is Kamara Strong, and I'm the Garifta record holder.
Big things.
The Bahamas.
Big things.
See, and this is what the Minister of Sports wanted to do. Mind the diamonds in the rough. These are the diamonds coming up, and there are many more diamonds from every island. Every island, the diamonds are going to be mined. You can just be picking up diamond, like Fern said. All over the place. So come on down.
I also need to know where can like various island associations meet everything. But we gotta go. I would ask that tomorrow. We have the Island Association. And I'm sure he wants to do it with Michael and see what they're doing. But anyway, this is Guardian Radio in the AM. This is news time. Thanks very much for the Bahama Games Secretary for coming. Have a wonderful day.
See, I'm a Bahaman, and I don't like say nobody gonna spend my money.